Julia Cahill. I'm here for EG with Paul Coates of RBS and NatWest. And we're here to talk about some exciting news about streamlining the lending process for small to medium enterprises. So Paul, do you want to just talk to us about the pilot that you've already run and what's happening now?
Yeah, thanks, Julia. And I agree, it is an exciting time. We spent some time talking to customers about what was the most important thing for them when they needed to raise money to either build or invest in kind of real estate. And the message that came through, you know, loud and clear was they wanted speed and certainty of that finance. And if they were honest, the feedback they had of the market as a whole was that things took too long, it was too slow, a little bit unpredictable at times. So that was sort of the thought that sort of drove our thinking into the pilot, which is at the end resulted in our ability to make a firm lending decision, a fully credit-backed lending decision, in about 45 minutes on a telephone call with the customer, providing, you know, a range of information that we think is important and essential for that lending decision. And that has allowed us to shorten the whole process to a matter of 2 to 3 weeks versus perhaps 2 to 3 months, which might be more typical across the industry. So yeah, very exciting. Launched it formally last week into the business, and we're kind of rolling it out over the coming weeks and months.
So that pilot, that was in the north of England and then London. So how many transactions did you look at?
So we started, as you said, yeah, absolutely in the north of England. We moved one of the teams in London just to sort of, as we got more confident, to put more volume through that pilot. We've looked at about 150 or 160 deals since we launched that, and they're at different stages of the process now. Some have actually completed, some are in final stages of due diligence. And what was very interesting is some customers are holding our approval, saying, I didn't realize it would be this quick, and therefore I would have started later had I known. So we're starting to see the kind of completions come through now. It's given us enough confidence to put our plans in place to roll this out nationally, which, as I say, I announced to the team internally last week.
And what will investors, how will they experience the process differently then? What will be the big change, or the big changes that they encounter going through this?
Well, I think there was a comment that we picked up from a customer quite early on in the pilot, actually, in the north, to say, so when are you going to credit committee? And we said, no, the deal's agreed. And there was almost that pause on the call when that message actually sunk in. And then from there, we issued the loan agreement to be signed. So I think it's that change of expectation that when they've provided all the information, once we've been able to evaluate it on the phone with the customer, that the deal is agreed. You know, it's always subject to the valuation work, as you would normally expect, but the decision is done. There isn't this.
They really can have a decision on the phone.
Yeah, black hole of what happens, but when it's sort of going through the banks and all lenders' internal processes. So I think that's the biggest change, that certainty almost at the first point of contact, that they can get on site, start building, or complete on their investment.
Yeah, and that was they were quite surprised, some of them, that experienced that.
I think it's very different. Different from, you know, what they would have experienced either with us or with most, if not all, lenders in the market to this point.
Yeah.
So I think it's the way forward. Customers, maybe we're all consumers. The demand to get things quicker and more efficiently is a reality, and that's what we're trying to respond to.
And so what have you actually sort of taken out of the process then? I guess that's what people are going to wonder. What's sort of gone from the process that you've been doing all these years in a similar way? What's missing now?
I think what we've tried to do is be much more precise with ourselves and with the customers we talk to about what is the essential information to make a decision. So, you know, at its heart, we're very, very interested in the track record and the experience and the capability of a customer to execute the plan that they've got, whether it's to build some properties or whether it's to manage an investment property. And that's something we've always done, but we've been very precise around the things that will help us with that. Very precise around the quality of the asset, the nature of the cash flow, the nature of the project that the customer is embarking on, and then obviously what are they looking to borrow to make that work for them. So at its heart, the questions are the same. Mm-hmm. It's just being really clear around what we need to know to make that decision and empowering some people within the business with the right skills to make that decision. Mm-hmm. So we haven't taken anything away. It's almost trying to get to the heart of what was important in the things that we were talking about before. Maybe we asked a lot of things that were nice to know, but not mm-hmm. necessarily need to know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, and where do valuations fit in then, the all-important aspect?
We do need one. Yes. I mean, it's an important part of our due diligence to give us confidence both, in the number, but secondly, the sort of nature of the property and whether there's anything else in there that we need to be aware of in making a safe lending decision, which is why we're here at the end of the day. So that is something that we still require. What we've been doing is working with a couple of the national kind of firms to try and see if there is a way that we can, again, narrow down and streamline to the essential information and also get them to respond in a very timely way so that the point from which a customer talks to us about their project to the point at which they get the cash in their bank account, which is the important thing, we can sort of shorten the whole process. So mm-hmm. still need evaluation, but seeing how we can do that in a faster turnaround, more efficient way.
Yeah, so and to get that money from the conversation that goes well, how long are we talking? Just remind us again, it's...
I'm hesitating only because my project team kind of give me a hard time when I drive them too hard, but I genuinely think we can do this in 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. We're doing things at around about a month now,
which is
more than half as quick as perhaps we would have seen before, but we think we can get this down to a couple of 3 weeks.
Mm, which is a huge change from 2 to 3 months.
Or? I think so, and if the information is available, we can make the decision, as I say, at the point of contact. We can get a loan agreement out the same, if not the following day. Mm-hmm. We can instruct the valuation work and get that done within a matter of days. You can see a point at which that time scale that I aspire to is very, very achievable. Mm. So.
And solicitors within that process, sometimes they're blamed for holding things up, aren't they? where do they fit in your sort of streamlined process?
So if we are moving to sort of standard documentation in our point, we won't need solicitors for the documentation work. Where the project is relatively or is straightforward, we are able to use the customer solicitors up to the amount of £2 million. So the customer would have a solicitor working out the report on title, managing the conveyance for them, and where we can rely upon the customer solicitor, we're allowing the process to do that.
Mm-hmm. And is that a new step?
It's something we introduced actually anyway,
but
actually we've embedded it in the way we want to operate. And again, it's a way of what's the risk we're trying to manage and what's the best way to do that. And we've got a professional solicitor acting on behalf of the borrower. If they're happy to act on behalf of the bank for the same information, then that's something we're prepared to accept.
And so far, the transactions that went through or are going through the pilot process, they've been a mixture of investments and developments?
Yeah, this is looking at residential investment. So for those people with sort of buy-to-let portfolios, it's been looking at commercial investment as well as residential development. Yeah. We haven't actually seen any commercial development deals. They tend to be a little bit kind of less
large,
prevalent anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah, or larger lot sizes.
And so...
It could be refinancing, it could be a brand new deal, could be refinancing an existing deal.
Yeah, that's right. We initially focused on sort of new transactions, but on the basis that people at the end of a loan maturity would want to or may wish to refinance, and that would require sort of up-to-date valuation work, there's no reason, or we fully intend to use this way of working for all of the transactions. That's our own refinancing, but also if customers coming to the end of a loan agreement with somebody else want to perhaps look around the market, see what the best deal is for them, then we'd use it for that as well. So.
Yeah. So it's senior debt, so it's sort of 60% loan to value, similar
I think the important thing here is that this isn't a change in the amount we want to lend, it isn't a change in our risk appetite, if you like. This is just about making good quality decisions, which we hope we do in a much more streamlined and efficient way. So the output of a loan application, going forward, should have the same results as it would have done before, but just happening that much quicker.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of interest already from the auctioneers. You're very excited about what this could mean for some of their buyers at auction. Could you see it working in that context?
Yeah, that you're right. We had a lunch with most of the UK auctioneers and we talked about this a little while ago, and they were very excited. Typically, when the hammer goes down, the purchaser has a relatively short space of time to complete. And that's sort of the rules of the auction world, and therefore majority of deals, I think, are done with cash in that world. And maybe that's an example of where people aren't confident that finance can be arranged in short spaces of time. So if we could, you know, meet the auctioneer's timelines, I think they saw it as helping their customers in the auction room effectively bid and make those purchases. I did have to calm them a little bit when they said, would I take the hammer price as the valuation? Perhaps that's a step too far.
And what also could be a step too far, I guess, is doing away with a sort of personal touch to this altogether. But do you see that could happen, that we become even more sort of automated to get these loans? Or there's definitely still someone on the other end of the phone at the moment, isn't there, and for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, and I think it's this is a market which, you know, needs to respond to customer demand. And yes, this is all geared around sort of a personal contact, when the opportunity is there. But I guess you look into many other aspects of life and how much we're all doing, you know, digitally, online, on the phone, or, you know, after we get home from work in the evening. And if a developer wants to perhaps kind of raise their finance or get a decision on their finance late in the evening and wants to do it online, how do I respond to that? It's not a sort of short-term plan that we've got to do that, but it's certainly, you could see how the market may further evolve. And it's something we are looking at.
Yeah. And what about for larger transactions? Could it evolve in that direction as well? Or do you feel more comfortable that it works at this level?
Yeah, and this is aimed at transactions under £2 million. And that's a large volume of this business, and it's a large volume of the UK market. Could it apply to larger transactions? It's not really about the number, it's about the complexity. And I think that, you know, investment properties with one or two tenants are easier to do in a more streamlined way, that as you get to more complexity, more analysis needed to do, more complex development sites, I think it becomes incrementally more difficult. So I think we feel comfortable that we've picked the right sort of level. Could it be £2.5 million? Could it be £3 million? Maybe, but actually it doesn't make a big difference to the volumes. This was we felt a sweet spot that we should certainly kind of focus on.
Yeah, and how much business do you think that could
cover? Well, it's difficult because it's not a very transparent market as to how many transactions are done. I think the auction houses would talk about 20 plus thousand transactions a year. We probably do 1,500 to 2,000 transactions in this sort of segment a year, and that's what we believe that we can do. The benefit of trying to do things in a consistent, streamlined, more efficient way is that we can scale this quickly if the demand and the market is such that, you know, the demand is there. We don't create the demand, but I think we can respond to the demand. So 1,500 to 2,000 is sort of where we've predicted the business will be.
Yeah. And finally, do you think you've got ahead of your competitors on this one?
This started absolutely with what the customers were telling us they wanted and what they saw was available. So, you know, does this give us a competitive advantage? Possibly. Does it put us at the leading point in the market? We hope so. But I know other people will be facing into the same questions. We've seen some of the peer-to-peer lenders sort of looking into similar kind of ways of working. So you don't stay ahead of the market for very long. People know what everybody else is doing. So we think it's the right step to take, and we think we're going to make a success of it.
Brilliant. Well, really good luck with it. Thank you very much.